Welcome to Shanghai Comedy Corner Podcast, Special Edition, Chicago. This is part 5 of the panel discussion about Del Close. In part 5, we talk about the style in which Del Close would give notes and feedback to his students. Very funny, interesting stories here. Hope you enjoy it.
What
was his coaching style? Oh. What kind of notes did he give? Loving, supportive things.
Wait a minute. Sometimes he did. I mean, he was a very good teacher. If you were an asshole on stage, he would let you know. And, you know, Del was not a nurturer to, you know, say, lovely. He would tell you like it is, and that's why he was
but
a
also,
good teacher.
The positive feedback was, if you could hear some fucking laugh from the shadows in the back of the room, that was great.
That's what you did it for. He was you'd be on stage across currents, and there'd be this shadowy form walking back and forth,
back and forth. A little orange, a little coal.
But it might be in the form of a lecture. You know, I remember somebody refused to die, and he told his Billy Goat's Gruff story when he learned how honorable it is to die for your art. You know. And you know, so sometimes we just tell you a good lecture. I remember, and this is Matt Besser's story, and it's my favorite story, because as Caesar mentioned, you stay as long as you could with Del every Monday for, you know, years and years until he could say, you should leave, I can teach you no more. So new people would come in, so there'd be a level of newer people and then a level of people been with him for years. So one day Matt Besser from UCB was on stage with some of the people who had less experience, and Del stopped the work and he said, Matt, do you think you're better than the people on stage with you? And he said, yes. And he said, it shows. You know, and it was like, you know. So was he ever mean? Yes. But that was to people who were assholes on stage.
I think
if he tried to tell you something, you still wouldn't listen. He'd say, fucking turkey, get the fuck out of here. You know, and he's done things like that too, but they were always justified.
Yeah, not absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It would not open with that.
No.
It would build to that.
But rightfully so. Like, one guy came with a guest, and Del was like, who's this? He goes, oh, he's my friend. He's visiting. I let him sit in for the class. And he went off to talk about how his class is his temple, and it's a private temple, and no one joins the temple without asking, you know, and the guy still sat there, and then he came up with a second thing to explain that, you know, guests are not welcome, you know, especially if they're not asked, if they don't ask permission. And they still sat there, and he just walked up to the guy and said, fuck off, turkey! In this very deep voice, you know, but it was, you know,
the build-up to that, everybody in the class was sitting there. We knew it was coming.
Yeah, we knew it was coming.
We knew
it was
going to happen. He was sitting right back here.
I fucking felt
my hair blow back.
You knew it was coming.
I think the main thing is he was honest.
Yes.
He was brutally honest, and if you were honest with yourself, you'd say thank you. But there's a lot of people who were turned off by Del because they either didn't like getting a note or they didn't like the way he was given a note because he just wasn't patient. He's been around so long that he wasn't patient for your bullshit. And if you
sometimes
got to his
very
level,
funny notes too.
I think the best note I ever seen him give that changed everyone's mind like on a dime was like in terms of like. To us, when we got to him, it was like, how he's Del. He has a stature, but we had no idea how much he cared about this art form until one day there was this guy in class. I don't remember his name anymore. I don't know if he's doing anything, but he got up on stage and did a scene, and he was incredibly, incredibly funny, and I mean very funny. Had all of us laughing. It was such a funny scene. This guy was hilarious. And Del stops the scene and starts to just give him note after note about what he was doing fundamentally wrong in terms of what Del was teaching. And this kid kind of just stood back and said, yeah, but it was funny.
Right.
And
that
he was like, get the fuck out of my class.
Yeah.
And he never came back. And that's when we were all like, oh, okay, he's serious about this work and we should probably be too, otherwise he's going to throw something at us.
And right, it's not comedy.
Yeah.
But you know, I think Del was like, I studied with Paul Sills, and I'll tell you, I think Del was a better teacher because Paul Sills would get mean too, but Paul Sills would just walk out. He'd say, I'll just become a fucking taxi driver. And he wouldn't explain what you did wrong, and then he'd leave. And then you'd be like, oh, great, well, we all paid for class. Everyone hates me because I made the mistake that was like the final straw that broke the camel's back. So now we just lost our, you know, Del never did that. Del would just walk out on us. He explained what was wrong and, you know, why he loved it, why he hated it. And when he loved something, boy, was he wonderful.
Mm, yeah.
Was he wonderful? He goes, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just love that. Well, that was just so beautiful. And he would just drop praise after praise after praise, you know, because he really loved the work.
And also,
you loved the work, he would be nice to you. If you didn't, he'd say, fuck off, go.
And you learned not to try to justify what it was you were doing, because that didn't yeah. When he'd give you a note and you try to explain, yeah, but that didn't go over too well. No, I know what you were doing, but don't.
He also cared. I mean, again, he could, depending on how you took it, he could come across as very mean and very disrespectful, but he was caring about you also as a student. And I think in China, he's done it to you several times, but I remember one time in class, there was this girl who was in our class, and she clearly, I guess she just didn't get the work. And what Dell was saying in this whole thing was like, you shouldn't be at this level. Why are you in my class? But what he did instead was he stopped the scene, called Sharna down, and in front of everyone said, why is this woman in my class?
Well, worse than that. No, worse than that.
And then gave her money.
He'd take out his checkbook after I got him a bank book, my mistake, and write the person, here's your money back for class, leave. And at that time, people were doing payment plans. People weren't coming up and paying me $150 for classes. So he'd say, I just gave her $150. I go, she didn't even pay. Oh, it was worth it just to get rid of her. I'd say, please don't do that. Please don't do that. But that's what he used to do. And, you know, I also remember sometimes I didn't like when he smoked because I knew that he was going to have a really bad situation at some point. So there were certain points over the years where he was just not allowed to smoke by me anymore. And he would smoke and then put the cigarette when I walked in the room in front of other people. And I would yell at them, going, why are you smoking in front of Dell? And nobody would bust Dell.
Yeah, he would ask you for a cigarette and then say, if Sharna asks, it's not mine.
And I would yell at people, so either Dell would yell at them or I would yell at them. So either way, it was scary for them, these poor kids. And I didn't know this so much later. I'd be yelling at people like, fucking asshole. To get to Dell, sitting right in front of him smoking a cigarette, that's terrible. Back then, you were allowed to smoke in the building, but I was the first person before the band to even ban smoking at IO.